Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 7 episode 30 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we begin this week's study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Doctrine and Covenants sections 49 and 50 in the week of May the 19th to May the 25th. And today we're going to start in section 49, with a very interesting section. Well, it's a section with a very interesting background, I should add. To kind of cut a very long story short, this is a revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith to be delivered to the Shaker group by Sidney Rigdon, Parley P. Pratt and Lehman Copley. Lehman being originally a member of this group. Now, the Shakers had a number of similarities between the Church of Jesus Christ but in terms of their beliefs, but they also had some significant differences, believing that they needed to reject marriage, that baptism by water wasn't essential, and a life of celibacy, some Shakers forbidding the eating of meat and various other practices. There's also a belief that Christ's second coming had already happened in the form of a woman named Anne Lee. Now, before we kind of read that summary and kind of think, oh, those are some peculiar beliefs, you do have to stop and think about, you know, our beliefs and how some may find those beliefs peculiar. For each statement of forbidding the eating of meat, I could state the forbidding of drinking tea and coffee, for forbidding the principle of marriage and living a life of celibacy, I could point toward living a life where you donate 10% of all your increase for your life to the church, and various other points of doctrine or principles. And there's actually, Stephen C. Harper wrote a selection of backgrounds about each section called contexts, and he talks about the Shaker beliefs, and I found it quite interesting to read about the developments of these beliefs. He said, quote, believers acknowledged the real goodness of real reformers, but asserted that both Catholic and Protestant Christianity were apostate from Christ's church. They held that a true church could have originated only by a new revelation from God to some one person. They believed that George Fox, the founder of Quakerism, prepared the world for God to establish his church again. Then arose Anne Lee and her little company, to whom Christ appeared the second time. They held that Anne Lee, by strictly obeying the light revealed within her, became righteous, even as Jesus was righteous. She acknowledged Jesus Christ as her head and Lord, and formed the same character as a spiritual woman that he formed as a spiritual man. She was, in a sense, the second appearing of Jesus Christ. Close quote. So that you can see there, even with that kind of explanation of it, that how a group could have then stated that therefore Anne Lee was the second coming of the Saviour Jesus Christ. Not that she was him reincarnated, but that she embodied and represented him in a second form, this time in the form of a woman. And I think it's just interesting just to consider and reflect on other faiths and other religions and beliefs that we don't have, and how quick we can sometimes be to kind of dismiss, and not mock necessarily, but just dismiss other faiths and beliefs. Of course, we don't believe those principles ourselves, but we can understand where they have come from and also find some common ground with them, I feel, and then use that to build bridges and connections. Now, this revelation was given by the Lord to share with the Shaker group, and let's just say it renounces a number of principles that they believed. In verse 2 it says, "Behold, I say unto you that they desire to know the truth in part, but not all, for they are not right before me, and must needs repent." So it is clear here that the Lord identifies that these people want to know truth, but they are not willing to embrace all of it. The reality is, how many of us go through that same process ourselves, even though we have belief in the gospel of Jesus, the restored gospel of Jesus Christ? Glenn L. Pay said this, quote, "There are some of our members who practice selective obedience. A prophet is not one who displays a smorgasbord of truth from which we are free to pick and choose. However, some members become critical and suggest the prophet should change the menu. A prophet doesn't take a poll to see the way the wind of public opinion is blowing. He reveals the will of the Lord to us. The world is full of deteriorating churches who have succumbed to public opinion and become more dedicated to tickling the ears of their members than obeying the laws of God." Close quote. Some harsh language towards the end of that quote, but I think the principle is absolutely direct to us as members of the church, that we ought to remember and follow the principles of the gospel, and that is all of them, and strive to live all of them, not just decide to live all of those aspects, but then not live this particular aspect and be okay with it. But we need to improve and develop in each and every area of the gospel that the Lord has taught and directed us to. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.